కృష్ణ 21 ఫిబ్రవరి 2008 శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ శ్రీరామ్ మాయాపూర్ థర్డ్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 12 శ్లోక 44-47 స్పీకర్ లోకనాథ్ స్వామి మహారాజ్.
Thank you. Thank you. Namo Mahavadasyaya Krishna Deva Sadayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namo Mahavadasyaya Krishna Deva Sadayate నరోత్తమ దాస
Purported by His divine grace, the Bhakti Vedanta Salvation of all Bhagavad Gita. This song was sung by Narottam Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, the disciplic succession coming down from Lord Chaitanya. Narottam Das Thakur has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavas. He has sung these songs in simple Bengali language, but the purport, the deep meaning of his songs is very significant. In this song he says, Gauranga Balite Habe Puloka Sharira. One has attained the perfection of chanting when, as soon as he chants the name of Lord Gauranga, who initiated the Sankirtan movement, at once there is shivering in his body. Our body is also shivering today because of the cold. External cause. It was from within. His soul was trembling in ecstasy, not the body. This is not to be imitated. But Narottama Das Thakur is asking, when will that opportune moment come to us? When there will be shivering of the body as soon as we chant Gauranga's name. And after the shivering, Hari Hari, Balite Nayane Babini. That's the sequence. So there's shivering in the body. The next thing is, while chanting Hare Krishna, there will be tears in the eyes. Then he says, Ar kabe mitai chandir karuna bhaibe. We are all asking about mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is supposed to be the original spiritual master. So we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottam Das Thakur says that the symptom of one who has actually received the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda is that he has no more material desire. Ar kabe nitai chandir karuna bhaibe. Samsara vasana mon kabe tuchha bhave tuchha. Tuchha. Word like tuchha. Spitting. Tuchha. Tuchha bhave. We hear that Srila Prabhupada once literally spat when he was giving class in Calcutta. And that verse from Bhagavatam, tuchha. Maithun Brahmaid Mehdi Sukham Hi Tucham. And then Prabhupada spat. Insignificant. Maithun, sex pleasure is Tucham. Samsara Vasana means desire for material enjoyment. And Narottam Das wonders when it will become very insignificant. Of course, as long as we have bodies, we have access to so many material things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment, but only to keep body and soul together. Narottam Das says further, Rupa Raghunatha Padi Pai Vai Rakuti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by six Goswamis? Paramadavati. Akuti means eagerness, because Rupa Goswami is father of devotional service. He has written a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which there are nice directions on devotional service. These topics are also dealt with in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books. And we have written summary of those directions in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One has to learn the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur directs us not to try to understand the conjugal love of Radha Krishna by our own endeavor. We should try to understand this jugal of priti, conjugal love under the direction of Goswamis. As long as the mind is too much absorbed in materialistic thought, one cannot enter into the kingdom of Vrindavan. But Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya Chariya Kavi Shuddha Bhavi Mon Kavi Hama Hedibo Sri Vrindavan. When the mind is completely purified, being free from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan. And the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. And then my spiritual life will be successful.
Father.
This is a glimpse. The life and teachings of Narottam, thoughts of Narottam, the emotions, feelings are, in summary, say consciousness of Narottam Das. There's a glimpse of the consciousness of Narottam Das, where he is at. The fool is exposed. You give a microphone. As he speaks, you know his status of who he is. The wise man is also is realized as he speaks. And this is speech of Narottam Das Thakur. This Gauranga Badi Deva Me Pune hunaka sharira. So that is inside himself, he's thinking like this. He's thinking like this. His heart is full of thoughts like this. And when he's full of those thoughts, and he's always full of such thoughts, then those thoughts come out of his mouth. Of course, as he's writing, his thoughts are coming out through his writing. And we could read his thoughts in black and white. And by reading those thoughts, hearing those talks, we get to know Narottam Das. Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra, very difficult. To understand Vaishnava just by looking at it, you may not understand. Of course, by tremble in his body and rolling on the ground and all those ashtavikaras as he exhibits, but not so that others would take note of it, or others would take a photograph or make a video out of it. That is not his purpose. He doesn't care. Or in fact, he cannot help himself. He may be trying to contain those emotions and feelings, but some things spill out. They come out in the form of these emotions as their soul is in contact with Supreme Soul. And what transpires as that communication takes place, as that yoga link is established, they begin trembling and Hari Hari Balite Nayane Bhave Neer. And therefore, emotions are full. Love of Godhead is full, and then it begins dripping out of the eyes in the form of the tears. Tears of love of Godhead. So this is as Narottam Das, as he is in, and is coming out with these words, and then we get to know Narottam Das Thakur-like personality. I don't know how much we get to know. Again, it's not easy to know, as it is difficult to know the Lord. That much difficult is also to know devotees of the Lord. Or in fact, as much as we know devotees, that much Krishna also we know. We know more devotees, and more we know him, more spiritual master we know. We understand spiritual master more. We understand Krishna more. And we understand Krishna more. And we understand devotee fully, and then we understand Krishna fully also, as much as human being could possibly know. As Prabhupada said, even Krishna doesn't know himself fully. He's ever changing and ever growing and ever expanding. So how much could we know Krishna? But as much as it is possible for a living entity to know Krishna. We know him to the degree we also know pure devotees, Vaishnavas, spiritual master. We know Isakra Bhavi Vaira Samasta Shastrai. Isakra Bhavi. Another Hari. He is Gaur Hari, Hari Hari, and spiritual master is Sakshad Hari. Sakshad. So, it's not easy. And then, knowing how also. Unable to see dham, unable to reside in the dham, in the words of Narottam Das here again. Vishaya chadiya kabe shuddha habe man kabe hamare rivasi Vrindavan. When the Vrindavan or Mayapur able to see Mayapur as it is, Mayapur as it is, and able to stay, finally stay here, as they don't. Jodhanivas, you are resident of Vrindavan. I said, I'm just a visitor of Vrindavan. They're just visitors. And we don't know how long they'll stay here. Or, even if our body is here, mind does make trips between here and wherever. Here and Calcutta, here and London, here and Hong Kong. So, kabe hama heri go sri Vrindavan. When will I be able to see Vrindavan? Oh, Vrindavan! Oh, Vrindavan! Kabe hama shuddha habe man. When my mind is shuddha, pure, well, when my mind is pure, then I will also be able to experience shuddha, shuddhana. Naam chanted with aparadhas and name chanted with namabhas stage and shuddhana. Shuddhana. And Shuddha Dham, and everything Shuddha, Shuddha Bhakti, pure, purified, thoroughly purified. And all this Dham and Naam, and the Lord, and pure, unalloyed devotional service could be performed. When my mind is shuddha, shuddha bhave man. And this is all for us, not for Narottam Das. He's singing like this. His songs are instructions. You don't even have to read scriptures. His songs are scriptures. so that Kishore Das Babaji, oh yeah, 50 paisa. The realization is much easier, much cheaper these days. How much? Just need 50 paisa. He used to say, what could I do? 50 paisa, you could buy the songs of book, or the songs of Narottam Das Thakur. You just read those songs, sing those songs, and you will have realization. Your path will be clear. You will be on the way back home. As you read the songs, sing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur. All the teachings of the Vedas are there in the songs of Narottam Das Thakur. He made it easier. Sanskrit is difficult and the language that you could relate to, understand. And you could also sing. The songs about all varieties of topics. But Vaishnava, Dohe Vaishnava Thakura, like that. Gurudev, switching from Vaishnava to Gurudev. And about his Gurudev also. And to him his Gurudev was life and soul. Every day we sing. We just sang this morning. Sri Guru Charana Padma. That Guru is my life and soul. Only disciple of Lokanath Goswami. So I'm talking about Guru and Vaishnava, Gauranga, Radha Krishna, on and on and on. He compiles all these songs, which are world famous now. Prabhupada made these songs world famous. They are famous in Bengal, in Orissa, in Manipur, every town and village, in the songs of Narottam Das. They may not know Vedas and Puranas and Bhagavatam, but they know songs of Narottam Das. So they have access to Vedas and all the Shastras as they read the songs, sing songs of Narottam Das. We get a glimpse. Not everything is there in the song, but we just get a little glimpse of what he's trying to convey, or more or less, depending upon how much surrendered souls we are, how much purified souls or minds, how much purified they are to that degree. We understand the song of Narottam. Even one song is enough. If someone could understand just one song of Narottam, that's just enough to go back to Krishna. Understand his emotions, mood, deep purport of his songs. You have understood Krishna by that time, you end up understanding Radha Krishna Pranamo Yugala Kishore. That is not Narottam Das Thakur, that is Bhakti Vinod. Huh? Yes? No. No, that's Narottam Das. So we are songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and we have Sangha, Narottamdas Thakur, and few other Vaishnava Acharyas, mostly Narottamdas Thakur songs, Bhaktivinoda Thakur songs, Srila Prabhupada gave us that as a gift. And those songs are all over the planet now. And soon the songs of Narottamdas Thakur in coming 500,000, 5,000 years, they'll be reaching every town, every village. Not just a Mahamantra. Mahamantra will reach every town, every village. Along with that, but by then, news will be out. Narottamdas and his song. He wasn't just another devotee. I mean, just to be a devotee is not a small thing. But he's not just another devotee. I'm not just another associate, not direct associate. He's not contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared in 1513, which is the year of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. That's the appearance of at 48 years. I want to know. 1534. Oh, well, if this date is correct, then 1531, not 13, but 31. One, but not one figure, 31. Close to 2 years, in fact. If this is correct, and the other number is correct, then 3 years. Prior to departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narottamdas Thakur appeared on full moon day. Today is full moon day. 1 month prior to Gaur Purnima, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on Falgun Purnima, and Narottamdas Thakur appeared on Magh Purnima, this is Magh Purnima. So, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the planet and he was one day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the kirtan. Kirtan starts in the middle of, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, terrible body. Good to just to speak with the soul, Soul for speak. Soul does not need body. Soul could speak just without the body. But as we just heard from Prabhupada also, we have body here. So we need to use, we have to speak through body, unfortunately. And that's all these troubles. Currently my voice is getting choked up because of ecstasies. Kanti Guru Gurayate, we're just reading in the Bhagavatam. Guru. The sound. And kapha sanriddha narikaha. When narika, the windpipe is filled with kapha, then the sound is guru. and it's just distraction. This is my consciousness, you can see. I could take you away from the topic. I'm expert. So, in the middle of Kirtan, Kirtan stops, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is facing Heturi ground. That was and again, in the biography of Narottam, he says that he would be appearing. The devotees concluded, okay, let me say that, this first. That and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stops Kirtan and he's full of, he's always like that, he's always full of ecstasy. There's no time in his life, he's not ecstatic. He's full of ecstasy, humbling bodies, and his tears bloody down his cheeks. He's pointing to the town, Heturi ground, and he chants, Narottam! 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 These were the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the associates were wondering, what is Lord trying to convey by this utterance of Narottam, Narottam? The devotees concluded that Lord is predicting appearance of some personality called Narottam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he uttered the name of, the name is so auspicious and very special that with great feeling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was uttering name of Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. So this could give also another glimpse of this, the status of Narottam, what kind of the value that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attached to the personality, the appearance and personality of Narottam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he enters river called Padmavati. This is now in other part of Bengal, which is Bangladesh, Padmavati. And Lord feels for Padmavati with love of Godhead. Padmavati river is some love, some praying. Lord leaves and personified. Love is there floating in the river. And Lord instructs Padmavati, River Padmavati, listen to this. I'm leaving this spring with you, but this is meant to be for a very special person. Only to that person you deliver this Krishna praying. Padmavati inquired, how would I know which one is that special person? You would know how. When that person enters your waters, you will flood. Not because of the rainy season and waters coming from outside. You will just rise and expand by entrance of that person within your waters. To that person you give this praying. So later on that happened. Person entered into the waters of Padmavati. She swelled, expanded, and rising and rising, and immediately, oh! You remembered instruction of Mahaprabhu. Oh, that's the person. A person is here. She gave that Krishna brain to Narottam. So Lord personally invested his love, Krishna prayed, unto this personality of Narottam Das. So as Narottam appeared, he was a prince, Krishnanand Datta, the king, and Narayani, his wife, queen. They gave birth to this very special child. Very beautiful. No one has ever seen child like this Narottam. It was beautiful. That's not enough to say he was beautiful. We may end up thinking maybe a little more beautiful than I am. Oh, he had different features. His body was golden. His navel was deep. His eyes were wide, a blooming lotus, literally, not just a poetic rendering. And you, even if there's no beauty in the eyes, you compare those eyes with eyes maybe just like a monkey, but then you end up describing how Padma Lochani you are. Kamala Lochani you are. You are only Marpata Lochani. People want to. So, but in this case, literally, he was like that. And his arms were long, reaching his knees. Certainly. There's no match. So he was growing time for annaprashan, giving grains, ceremony. They were feeding him grains, he would not accept, refuse. Soon they realized those grains were not offered to the Lord. They just made purchase of grains from the shop. And directly they were on the plate, or to be fed to the child. Child realized, no. So when there was a prasadam, mahaprasad, he gobbled up. Even as a child, he's teaching lessons. What to eat, what not to eat. He sent to school. He's a brilliant student. Shrutidhar. Once he hears, that's it. Photographic memory. He grasps everything that he hears. Very soon, very learned pundit. He knows all the Sanskrit grammar and poetry and all that to talk to us. And he comes in contact with Gauranga Bhaktas. He begins listening. Around the leelas, Nityanand pastimes, and immediately he gets attracted to their personalities. He begins chanting their names, and becomes very eager to find them, to meet them. Eager as he is, Lord Girdarshan in the dream as a whole, Sankirtan party and Panchatattva and Gaurindai is envisioning. He is just early teen. Just a boy, only growing. And by now he has no more attraction for anything worldly. And he's thinking of going to Vrindavan. And realizing what are the thoughts of their child. He may leave one of these days, leave home. They're trying to bind him by marrying him. If he's married, for sure, he'll be bound by Pash, Kama Pash. The ropes of the lust will bind him, he'll forget that he was not into it at all. Did not show any interest in getting married, only thinking of going to Vrindavan. They employed guards in case of Raghunath Das also this. Yeah, Raghunath Das, there was a guard. In this case also there was a guard employed to keep an eye on Narottam. Make sure he doesn't leave. And keep close watch on him. And family also was watching. And one day, there was a day, the king of Bengal sent a message to another king, Krishnanand Dutt, that he was wanted. So, father of Narottam leaves from Bengal, comes to Navadvip, along with his brother, king's brother. And when they were out of station, he thought, this is the day, good time. And he ran from the home and headed for Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dhanuki! He was on the way to Vrindavan. All the pilgrims were treating him so nicely. There's some talk that the guards, they ran after him and looking and they found him. But he was so nice. He was telling them all the Gauranga Kathas and cheating them with prasadam. They forgot what the task they had to do. They had to catch him and bring him back home. They did not do their assignment. And Narottam Das was able to go to Mathura. He reaches Mathura. And upon arrival in Mathura, he gets the news. What is the news? Not good news. News is, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and so many others, they are no more. He was so very anxious. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Aputi. He's singing like this. His thoughts are like that. Oh, when that day would be mine, that I would meet Rupa Raghunatha Pade, the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunatha. He had been dreaming, scheming, thinking day and night to meet so many devotees in Vrindavan, especially Rupa and Raghunath and some other things. So the news reached that they are no more. We could only imagine, maybe not even imagine. What could we imagine? About Narottam Das's response or reaction to that news. He thought he had lost, that a thunderbolt had struck him. What did he say? I'm not going to see Rupa and Raghunath. He lamented, was fell unconscious. But by knowing his thoughts, Rupa and Raghunath and others appeared to him. They were no more physically not there in Vrindavan. They appeared before him, gave him darshan and some solace. And then he moves on towards Vrindavan side. In fact, there was a prediction. Some great personalities arriving, or even Jiva Goswami is arriving. The news had spread. He will be arriving one of these days in Vrindavan. Jiva Goswami was expecting him. And as he arrives, Jiva Goswami was one of the first ones to receive Narottam in Vrindavan and bringing him to rather, Govind Temple, if I remember correctly. And then he was introduced to various different remaining devotees, remaining remnants of the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and especially to Narottam. Narottam. Sorry, this was already known. You had to take Lokanath would be your spiritual master. So in that, he was trying to approach him. What do you need the spiritual master for? He was insisting, no, I must have spiritual master. By this time he was also studying under Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami is already like a Siksha Guru of Narottam Das Thakur. But he was insisting, I must have a spiritual master. And serving Lokanath Goswami, hidingly serving him also. That's a famous part. As after Lokanath Goswami had taken care of his body to that area, Narottam Das Thakur would go and clean that place so thoroughly well. Their stool passing area, urine path. And days and months had passed. Lokanath Goswami was, who is this? Who is hiding me, doing this job of cleaning after me, after I have taken care of my body? So that was none other than Narottam. So finally that connection was made. He was initiated. The Lokanath Goswami, he had his vow. No, I'm not going to not initiate anybody. And Narottam Das said, no, no, I must have you as my spiritual master. They're both determined. But finally, Upna, Goswami gave up, surrendered, and accepted Narottam Das Thakur as his spiritual master. And then, amongst many of those songs of Narottam, the song about Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma Bandhu Mui Savadhana Mate. The purport of this song could be understood very deep. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chite Dekariya Haikya. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Words emanating from a lotus mouth. Who knows the sense? Who knows the English, total English? You know. In the West they say the whole English of that song. Anyone here knows? Huh? Come forward. Who else? Rahmadanga knows? Okay, so those who know, say it together this way. Hi, what are you now? Just meditate while you are singing. Disciple mood, he's a disciple, he's thinking of spiritual master, his own spiritual master. And Prema Bhakti Jaha Vite Avidya Vinasa Jate. Prema Bhakti Jaha Vite. Where does Prema Bhakti? Avidya vinash. Avidya, finish. Destruction of you. Avidya, ignorance. Chakshudan dido jai janme janme prabhu sai. And each word, each line, it's so much meaning. I don't know how much meaning. I only say so much. How much? I don't know. So much. I can only say so much. Sometimes there's huge difference. Just to sound like a huge, it's very huge. So much is in these words, all the words, and the words Guru Puja song that we sing. This is Narottam's song, every day. Lokanath Dokera Jeevan, or my spiritual master is life of everybody, holy glory. I just achieved another seat of my spiritual master. His final destination for me. My destination is lotus feet of my spiritual master. Uttamagati. Uttamagati, the topmost destination, is lotus feet of my spiritual master. And when I reach, of course, when I reach lotus feet of my spiritual master, I will also reach the lotus feet of Krishna. Or those feet will bring me to the lotus feet of Krishna. That's the Savadhanamati. With awe and reverence, I approach. Krishna Prapti hoy jaha hoy te. Krishna Prapti. I will have Krishna. I will attain Krishna by the mercy of the spiritual master. So those were the kinds of the spiritual masters also were like competent, purified sakshadharis, and then the appropriate glorification is also there. So one day, still in Vrindavan, and Narottam asked Thakur a beautiful lady, gopi-like, approaches him and asks, "Oh, your service in Vrindavan is boiling milk." Boiling milk. Not the kind of milk that is boiling down the milk. It is kind of different thing that we talk. So then Narottam, he approaches his Guru Maharaj and says, "Oh, I had encounter with such and such a lady, and he said, your assignment is in Vrindavan is this. What does that mean?" And Lokanath goes on, "First of all, that lady is not just someone from Uttar Pradesh, UP. That lady you met is Radharani. And that Radharani has revealed your eternal service in Vrindavan. And that is boiling the milk." So Narottam was Chamak Manjari. He's a Manjari from Vrindavan. Gopi Manjaris, those are the Manjaris. And the service of that Manjari is boiling milk. And then he, one day he's boiling milk. And boiling, the milk is overflowing. He's all in another world, another, is in trance, and he's boiling milk in trance. He's fully there, but no external consciousness is there, doing that service. And when the milk was boiling, he's trying to stop. Hey, milk is boiling. He's trying to stop the, but he's instead of turning off the gas or the flame, he's with the fingers, he's, hey, milk, hey! And that milk, boiling milk, as he touched, his fingers burnt. Soon he went out of that trance and absorption and service. So when he came to that strong consciousness, his fingers were burnt. then he was trying to hide. He didn't want others to know this confidential. But news spread, and others came to know the position of Narottama. So he kept studying there under Jiva Goswami. By this time, Shamanand, time for prasad. Shamanand, yes it is, and Srinivas Acharya, they also were studying. And Jiva Goswami was thinking that one day he had this thought that his disciples of him, they should go on around Braj Parikrama. And soon after he had this thought, he saw Raghava Goswami, another Goswami of Vrindavan. He stayed near Govardhan. His cave is still there. "Oh, Raghava Goswami, where are you going? Where are you going?" Jiva Goswami inquired. He said, "I'm going on Vrindavan Parikrama." And Jiva Goswami had been thinking, would be nice if these Prabhus, Narottam, Shamanam, Srinivas Acharya would go on Parikrama. Could someone take them? He was thinking like this. Raghava Goswami was there, ready to go on Parikrama. So he instructed, please bring these devotees along. And then Raghava Goswami took Narottam and Shamanam, Srinivas Acharya on Vrajamandal Parikrama. And with the description of that parikrama in Bhakti Ratnakara, kind of experience they were going through. Every few steps they would be rolling in the ground. They would hear this pastime and they finished, collapsed. Getting up, walking few steps, another pastime here, Krishna finished there in the dust, trembling their bodies. And so like this, they're going all over Braj, hearing about Radha Krishna, different pastimes, and meeting all the dust of Braj with the, waiting the dust of Braj with the tears which they were shedding. Like this, they were then, Jiva Goswami instructed them to preaching mission, take the books. And these three Prabhus loaded the books, the granthas, the old Goswami literature copies were made and loaded into the cars, nicely packed and stacked. And carts and guards and treasure going towards Bengal. And the king on the way here someplace. Huh? Vishnupur. He got some clues that someone is carrying big the ratnas, the jewels. His astrologer. And he made the arrangement, capture them, arrest them, bring all the jewels here. So, unfortunately that he was successful. And as there are no more scriptures there, which they were carrying, bringing them to heartbreaking experience for these three Prabhus. And they were going all around looking for the granthas. And Srinivas Acharya, he sticks around to still to find others also looking. Excuse me. Yeah, that past time. And then talking a little more, another time he comes to Navadvip Mayapur, takes darshan, Shantipur darshan, he goes to Puri darshan there. He finally comes to Khetri Gram, his own hometown. By this time his father was no more, and there was another king called Santosh, and he was sent to king, and he greeted Narottam Das Thakur, welcome, warm welcome, big arrangements. And then the festival of Gaur Purnima festival was coming up, and this king, he had association of Narottam Das, and he becomes initiated disciple of Narottam Das. The king becomes the disciple of Narottam, and so many other prominent persons, they become disciples of Narottam. And this was not being tolerated by somebody else. And when Narottam was not born in Brahmin family, and how could he do this? To initiations. It's smart for Brahmins, for he has. So they were invited for the debate. And Narottam Das Thakur's disciples, learned disciples, there are so many details there. They were, by this time they had taken different occupations, pot makers, or they were selling commodities, pan. So when the Smarthas, they're coming and entering the town, they had to encounter with all these prabhus. They were in disguise. They're speaking in Sanskrit, and they were already dialogue was on, and they're getting defeated. And they realized, if this is just the disciples are like this, learned, and they are also looking at pot makers and this and that. They're doing this kind of jobs. So much knowledge, so much learning. So they could realize the position of Narottam by this testing the disciples, encounter with the disciples. So Gaur Purnima festival, and this king was making big arrangements. Temple opening, deity installation, and so many deities to be installed, and so the very elaborate descriptions are there of that first ever Gaur Purnima festival to be celebrated, and devotees from all over were invited. They all arrive in big festival and singing, and Narottam Das Thakur singing. And then he doesn't just get up and begin singing, but, the kind of consciousness, lifting, whole experience of going through that festival, organizing that festival, preparing for that festival was all raising consciousness. And finally, on Gaur Purnima day, Kirtan and Narottam Das Thakur Kirtan, and the right devotees are there to sing. Right devotees are there to play instruments. He's touching the feet of Vaishnavas and he's touching the instruments and the right ragas and right bhav, and as he sings, oh, What will we again say? We have no words. So we somehow say something. There's something in describing that kirtan of Narottam Das Thakur was out of this world. Out of this world. There's one way to describe it. Yeah, it must be out of this world because personality from another world is descended. Either Narottam Das Thakur took everyone to that world, another world, or that other world descended. And the meeting of the two worlds took place. No barriers. No curtain in between. And everyone assembled. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Advaita, they were not on the planet, but they, in the middle of that kirtan, in the midst of that kirtan, they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there, Nityananda Prabhu there, and Janava Mataji also was there, and her husband Nityananda appears. And Advaita Acharya's sons were there in the crowd, in the audience, they see Advaita Acharya there. They had not seen him for some time. He has departed, but again, all those personalities are in the midst of them. And this goes on and on, hours, keeps on. And when finally Kirtan stops, everyone was back into this world again, deprived of those Panchatattva's presence. They all feel unconscious. Almost they lost their lives, not having them in front of their eyes. And Janava Mataji, she was thinking what to do, she cooks feast, serves them. She cooks, she serves. No, you take prasad. No, I want to serve. She serves. And now it's time for servers to eat. She served the servers also. Those who had served prasad, she wants to serve. Finally, she takes prasad. And the deities are installed. And then Janava Mataji, he was Acharya of our Gaudiya Vaishnava. There are also some, that's another thing, the differences of opinions and interpretations and understandings and philosophies, different things are cropping up after Mahaprabhu's disappearance. So she also, Ishta Goshti of his different personalities, and she reconciled everything, establishing the final conclusions. And unified for this festival, that Kechuri Gram, Gaur Purnima festival, also unified all the Vaishnavas assembled there. And then he came up with this playing of Holi with the deities, started throwing colors at the deities, and then everyone else joined. He was just trying to get them out of this consciousness, they were lamenting there. Thinking, we lost our Panchatattva, where are they? Where are they? So we had to do so. Now deal with the deities. They're playing holy with the deities and throwing colors, and again they had some kind of good time. Memories, they had their lords back in the form of the deities. So this way, Narottam Das Thakur also became responsible for that great grand Gaur Purnima festival. So as our festival is beginning, kind of beginning now, today, around Rotam Das Thakur's 1 month from now is Gaur Purnima. Good to have this meditation. And for his entire life of Rotam, especially that Gaur Purnima festival of the first year of Gaur Purnima festival that Narottam Das Thakur celebrated in Khichdi ground. It was nice for us to meditate upon preparing for our festival this year. I got pregnant in the Narottam Das Avirha Tithi Mahatsav Ki Mahashwa, known as Mahashwa, Narottam Mahashwa. Narottam Mahashwa Ki.